Good morning, MGTOW men. Geez, I've done all my coughing, so I'm ready to go. Mediocre fucking women have, you know, just destroyed the porn industry. Because every bitch with tits and a slit, you know, and a webcam, you know, is now going, oh my God, you know, I need money, I need rent money, oh fuck, you know. And they're all jumping all these mediocre fucking talentless beige, you know, fucking nobodies, you know, they're dragging all their bloody pussy whipping bloody, you know, bondage gear out of the fucking closet, you know. You know, and just making they're shit people, and they're making shit videos. And, you know, Miss Mousy Muff at the reception, you know, is now getting on a webcam. Fucking mate, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but there are, you know, when certain crazes come in, you know, that people film them and go, wow, look at all this, people having all this fun, you know. When hula hoops became, you know, the thing, there were fucking movies on them, you know, feature, oh, the hula hoop competition at the seaside fucking, you know, whatever, you know. And then when pogo sticks came out, you know, they're basically a long pole with a footrest and a hand type, you know, handles on it, and a great big spring up the middle, you know, and you could bounce around on these fucking boing, 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 you know, things. And there's all these, you know, I show these fucking competitions, you know, and the latest craze sweeping the nation. You know, people riding pogo sticks, you know, and now, you know, it's like, you know, none of these women will ever fucking go and buy, say, a 1950s motorbike and restore it and then race around the countryside doing interesting things, you know. They'll never learn things, they'll never push themselves to do things. And they never study things, they just have fucking hashtag me too fucking opinions, you know. And they're, you know, rather beige, you know. I meet some interesting people, and it doesn't necessarily mean I like them or endorse them, but they have some interesting perspectives. And there was a drunkard who I knew who was homosexual, and he'd caught his wife having an affair, and so he kicked her out, you know. And he used to describe mediocre people as being rather beige, you know, which was a term from, you know, a sidestep from being rather provincial, you know, backward, rather backward, you know, backward and set in their ways. And so, what happened was all these women who they're in on all the gossip, and they're all part of the buddy, you know, the hive mind, and they don't do anything interesting, you know. Well, why is Karl Marx a cunt, you know? I'll just go read all his fucking, you know, have a read a decent slice of all the shit that he produced, and then I'll analyse it, and I'll get contrary opinions, and affirmative opinions, and contrary opinions, and then I'll make up my own mind, you know. Why all this feminist shit is just fucking bullshit for simpletons, you know? Nope. I'm impressed by the patriarchy, you know, because everybody else is doing it. And so, you know, all these fucking mediocre bloody beige women, you know, nondescript, lacking in ambition and talent and a mind of their own, and now flooding. I saw the progress from being, you know, crazies, a lot of crazies into porn that were essentially doing to themselves and each other what had been done to them, you know, crazies. And you get people who are just filming themselves, and they're like European ideas of sex and relationships and sort of screwing around are a lot different to puritanical American neurosis, you know. And people just in Europe, they tend to accept that people fuck around and they do it and they're okay. And I was sort of always impressed with, like, the most, some of the German gangbang videos were good. And, you know, they're all having a good fuck. And she's really enjoying it. And at the end, all the guys came, oh, you are fabulous. Thank you. And, you know, and people here are going, oh, my God, oh, fuck, you know. You know, that's the work of the Antichrist, you know. And, I've got a letter on file that I dug up, and it was from a priest in 1570, and he's writing to the local bishop or whatever in England, you know, or the deacon or some fuck, you know. And he's going, oh, the people are committing sins of gluttony and lust and all this other sort of stuff, you know. And what it was about was that, you know, they're not coming to the God, you know. They're being heathens, you know, and what happens is all the people in the district, they do all their harvesting and they got a surplus of meat and booze and grain and all this sort of stuff, so they make a huge amount of booze and, you know, a huge amount of meat and a huge amount of food, and they all go into the harvest festival and everybody fucks everybody else, and you're saying, oh, but they're supposed to be married and holy in the eyes of God, and yet they're all fucking around like flies on a dog turd, you know? You know, and in history we go, oh, the Romans, and they're having orgies, or, you know, but they never actually sort of said what an orgy was. It's just what they were having orgies, you know? And they were drinking and vomiting and then drinking more, you know, and having orgies, you know, which I thought was rather retarded, even in grade 6, you know. They're fucking. But anyway, the porn sites, you know, I kind of switch between X-Hamster and XNXX. I sort of go between those two. Pornhub itself is actually just a deviant shithole promoting all this bloody, you know, sister, brother, mother, son kind of fucking shit. And I just, fuck off. If you don't have the wherewithal just to promote sex and varieties of it. And they promote, it's not actually incest, it's just people, you know, sort of demographically aged for the content, and then they just give these usually bullshit names, you know, to say this is, it's mother-son incest, you know, and it's like, some old broad, you know, and a young guy having a fuck, you know. And it's not actually family incest, but they label it as that. And I said, fuck this, I'm out of here, you know. I'm not putting up with this shit, you know. And, you know. So Pornhub's, you know, you fucking degenerates. You fucking degenerates, you know, promoting straight out fucking and mislabeling it and then promoting it as something that's supposed to be erotic, you know. It's I'll cut your fucking throats for that shit, you know. I don't like it. And, you know, so then there's the old mainstays, you know, NXX and X-Hamster, you know, and with ad blocking. But now the fucking websites, it's creeped from... I guess the ones I liked the most were people were having a really good fuck and they were really enjoying it. And it basically made good content, you know. And now, then that's transitioned to more and more and more. And now the websites are just flooded with nondescript, non-entity NPC women, you know, who are dragging their secret little sexual sort of fetishes out of the closet, you know, and then, you know, bouncing up and down on their dildos. It's like watching a fucking, you know, 1950s pogo stick fucking, you know, festival. They're all bouncing up and down on their fucking dildos, and it's like, and it's not like, you know, there's one, so it makes it sort of unique and sort of interesting. And she's a really sort of colourful kind of person and got a personality and, you know, doing sort of some really good stuff, you know. It's just like there's just, you know. I guess it's like going and getting an ice cream. You know, if it's a hot day and there's only one really good ice cream shop every, say, 5 miles or something or 10 miles and you're walking it, it's like a treat. It's a good thing, you know. But like if 9 out of 10 shops are on the fucking entire journey, you're just fucking ice cream shops, the last thing you want to do is get a fucking ice cream, you know. You know, it starts to get sort of stale and it's saturated, you know. And, yeah, there's mediocre. Like, you know, they've got no personalities. They've got no fucking drive. They've got no imagination. And, you know, it's not one dull, lackluster fucking woman. It's millions of them. It's like going to a sort of, you know, you get a really good car magazine, you know, and you know, something hand built, and it's a work of art. It's really nice, you know. That's good. You go, wow, that's interesting. But all these women, it's like having to dig through, you know, the last 30 years of newspapers for the used car parts in the classified section at the back of the newspapers. So you got, like, you know, mountains and mountains and mountains and mountains of fucking newspapers, like a warehouse full of them, and you got millions and millions and millions of ads, you know, for sort of shit that once was, you know. And, you know, that a woman with a personality is an interesting thing. There's, you know, there's some women I actually do like, and there's one who's on Tim Pool, I think it is. And she's kind of pale, and she's got blue eyes and all this sort of stuff. And she's not particularly, like, super good looking. She's nice, but she's not particularly sort of interesting. But what makes her so interesting is she's not putting a cunt forward and then dressing up to be like, oh, wow, look at me, look at me, look at me. You know, the tits are out and the fucking ass is, you know, tits and ass and, you know, she's flossing a cunt in her fucking yoga pants, you know. Dental floss for the fanny. And she's not doing any of that shit, and she's got something, you know, thoughtful to say about a lot of things, and I'm thinking, this woman's interesting, you know. And so I sort of fancy her, you know. I go, fuck, she's all right, you know. I like her. Doesn't just because there's an image on the screen, you know, doesn't mean we're deeply in love and really compatible and all this sort of shit. It just means I fancy her, you know, because she's got a personality. And it's like, you know, what really put me off with a lot of women in real life type thing is on those dating sites. You know, Australia went through a fucking big drought and it was like dry for about 14 years. No rain, basically, you know. And what happens is with grass, you know, it sprouts up. Oh, yeah, it sprouts up and grows up. And then it sort of seeds, you know, all the fucking berries, you know. And then it drops all the seeds and then the plant sort of dries out and dies off. And what happens is all the fucking bacteria and worm and insects in the moist soil eat all the roots, and then the fucking grass just falls over, you know, and rots back into the soil. All the little things, molds and fungus and, everything is just food for everything else. And what happened is because the soil was so dry, all this grass that had been dead for 10, 12, 13 years was still standing upright because there's no moisture in the soil. And when timber gets old, it gets silvery and grey. And when grass gets really old and it's been sitting out in the sun for 14 years, it becomes like a whispery sort of, not quite translucent, but sort of, it's a silvery sort of, it's an unusual tone of grey that you don't sort of see much of ever. And, yeah. And so, you know, I'd engage these women as soon as the drought broke and we started getting a bit of rain. I'd, you know, because I never go up to women and say, oh, you're so fucking amazing, I bet you've got a fantastic cunt, fuck, I'd like to eat you out, you know. I don't come at them like that. Because, you know, if you fish with shit, if you fish with, you know, stink bait, you get, you know, bottom feeding pieces of shit, you know. There's no sort of, you know, there's no sort of testing. Do you have a personality? Are you aware of what's going on around you? Do you have a brain? You know, can you discuss something besides going down the pub, getting pissed and fucking whoever's available, you know? And I quizzed all these women. I'd say, you know, this is just opening the conversation. Like, I'm giving you a thread to start a conversation. You know, you can grab it and give it a bit of a yank and, you know, you sort of reel each other in a little bit at a time, you know what I mean? And so by saying, fuck, it was really nice bit of rain we got last week. It's been so dry for so long. How was it for you where you are? You know, did you get much rain last week? And they go, you know, the empty-headed cunts. Not only couldn't they fucking answer that, they couldn't be fucked getting off their ass to answer it, you know. And I began to go, these all look like queens of the bells of the bar stool, you know. So fucked in the head. And so what I did was, yeah, that was a whole sort of labyrinth of sort of sort of keyholing into their minds to see, you know, press button A, see response A, press button B, see response B, you know. And I just began to sort of see that a lot of these women on these dating sites were just fucking dead shits. They're just brain dead fucking cunts, you know. And they're not worth bothering with. So I just moved on from that. But, you know, now that I'm sort of seeing that, you know, you go to these, I think, oh, I'll wake up in the morning, I feel like having a good fucking pull, you know, having a wank, you know. And the websites are just now crowded with millions of fucking mediocre, brain-dead fucking women going, ah, 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 up and down on their dildos, you know. You know, they pull their sexy fetish gear out of the closet and jump up and down on their dildos. It's like watching a pogo stick competition from the 50s, you know. And it's not worth watching. It's so boring. You know, they don't have a personality to shine through. You know, like they're not engaging, they're not interesting, they're not, you know. It's like, say, someone making sales, you know. Say there's two street vendors, you know what I mean, in their little push wagons or whatever. One just stands there with their finger up their ass saying, coffee $5, you know. And the other one person is saying, the world, they've got big, bright, colourful signs, the world, the very best coffee in the world is here and now today, and it's yours for only $5.99, you know. You know, free donut with every coffee, you know. Do you know what I mean? Their marketing, their sales pitch, they've got an imagination, they've got a personality, they got all this sort of stuff going on, and, you know, 999 out of 1,000 women are just fucking brain dead cunts that just stand there with their finger up their ass and a little sign, coffee $5, you know. And I think that's what makes any woman engaging, having a personality and a brain, you know. Yeah, so, you know, all the mediocre women have absolutely just fucked. You know, they have absolutely fucked and ruined porn. Just like, oh, no, you know. So that's it, Migtown, man. You know, thank you. Bye.